Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Buckler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Anne McNeil from Constructively Speaking Incorporated. She's the founder and CEO. Anne, can you believe it? For 19 years now this month here at New Leaf, we've focused on our core purpose of just simply helping people and organisations better manage themselves, lead others and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organisations be their best? But please start there by telling us a little bit more about your organisation, you know, what you do and who you serve. So over to you, Anne, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much for the opportunity. I just believe that all of your listeners can have a dream come true by focusing on three things. I am the founder of five different companies. Today I'm here on behalf of Constructively Speaking, but I'm also the founder of a 45-year-old construction company. And so now I speak to share with professionals and entrepreneurs. Actually, I add value to billion-dollar organizations that focus on different industries in construction. But I believe that, again, all of your listeners must have a dream to have a dream come true. But in every single area of your life, starting with your spiritual, your family, your financial, your health, your education, your personal development, your business or your career, the recreation, the creativity, and the civic area of your life. But you should also consider setting goals in these areas for 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And I am in my 45th year of setting goals and dreams to achieve in my business, Paul, but also in my life. Yes. So as I just continue on to go back, I read the book December 31st, 1979, 9 p.m., Thinking Grow Rich, entitled Thinking Grow Rich. But Paul, as I began to read the book began to read me. And oftentimes people ask me, how did you get into construction to end up becoming the first Black female contractor in the state of Florida, operating at the level that we do, focusing on billion-dollar programs as a very small business? I'm coming out of corporate America into entrepreneurship, but again, I go back to when I read the book, Paul, the author asked me four questions, but he gave me six steps to riches. And this is what I encourage all professionals and also all entrepreneurs to think about. The first question he asked me, Paul, was, how much money do you want? This, again, is tying into your dream. The second question he asked me was about what are you going to do to achieve that money? The third question was about what date? And the fourth question was, what is your plan of action? And so my 45 years has been built on those four questions, but they're actually six steps, and I can share those later. But that is my backstory, Paul, that brings me to the point to where now today, founder of five companies from one page of that book. And as a result of that, I wrote my own book entitled, You Must Have a Dream to Have a Dream Come True. And this is it. Just published it last month. You Must Have a Dream to Have a Dream Come True. And Paul, as you know, I was sharing with you before the podcast started about the fact that I'm sitting on a Crystal Serenity ship. It's a world cruise for 6 months, and I'm just finishing my first month on the cruise. So I'm excited. Thank you.
Oh, brilliant. And thanks ever so much. I really appreciate that clarity of thought around, you know, how to help people be their best. You know, I'm a great believer, as I know you are, that we only have one life. And so why not be the very best version of yourself and have the most positive impact that you can? If I could just give a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page of our website for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free. Anne, could I offer you a dreadful virtual high five?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
And safe travels. And again, thank you for taking a few minutes with our subscribers.
Thank you.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.